Solid goaltending from Jake Marua helped the Espanola Paper Kings to a big 7-2 win over the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League leading Greater Sudbury Cubs on February 2. Ranked in the top 10 of junior hockey teams in Canada, the Cubs have a commanding lead in the NOJHL with 72 points, 3 ahead of closest rival the Timmins Rock. The loss drops the Cubs' record to 3-5-7-2-0, while the Paper Kings boosted theirs to 2-1-1-6-2-2. Espanola drew first blood after forcing a turnover deep in Greater Sudbury territory 3 minutes into the game. On the play, Spencer Horgan put a shot towards the net from the right point that was neatly redirected in by Lucas Signoretti, parked in front of Cubs goaltender Noah Mativier, for his team-leading 22nd tally, the NOJHL said in a game report. At 4:45 of the first, Espanola did it again with solid forechecking freeing the puck for Graydon Guthrie to put it past Mativier and make it 2-0 for the Paper Kings. Capitalizing on the evening's initial power play helped the home side get right back in it as they kept a play in the Espanola end and saw Nicholas Toffoli dish a cross-ice feed over to Samuel Asinawai, who made a quick dickey and tucked in his 10th marker of the campaign. With the game at 2-1, the Paper Kings would add another before the first period ended. On the power play, Caden Koval wheeled around the net and circled his way to the high slot where his spinning wrister fooled Mativier, who was replaced by Cubs backup Noah Boln after the goal. In the second and up 3-1, Espanola scored again when Jonathan Lush won a race to the puck and flipped it to Connor Walton between the hash marks, who sighted the bottom corner on Boln and made it 4-1 for the Kings. The second would end without further scoring. Moving on to the first minute of the final frame, Lucas Signoretti would score for Espanola when he snapped one blocker side to complete a give and go with Lush. The Cubs would get on the board for the last time when Miguel Renault picked the left corner on Marua to make it 5-2 Espanola. Signoretti would earn another point on the game with Espanola on a 5-on-3 power play. He teed up Kyle Den Oden in close, who ripped one past Boln to make it 6-2. Espanola would add one more before the final buzzer. Finishing off the one-sided scoreline, Spencer Horgan put one upstairs through a screen for another extra man effort in the final couple of minutes to cap off the scoring, ending the game 7-2 for the Paper Kings. The Cubs are back in action on the road on February 4, taking on the French River Rapids at Noëvel Arena.